Awesome. All right, Keith. I'm excited about this morning. Because it's amazing to me how good God is. All the time He is good.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Monster, Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
So, is there any young people that don't know who this is? This is Mr. Grinch, right? Now, I don't know if y'all have ever seen the cartoon, but the cartoon is what I grew up on. And so, when I was a kid, there was very few things that I really, at Christmas time, loved to watch. And as a kid, of course, I loved cartoons. And so I grew up on the Grinch cartoon. And it's funny that the networks would always play Rudolph, Santa Claus, and the Grinch through the week. Because right after that, we had to go to bed. Well, if they knew kids, when those went off, we were all pumped up. We were ready to, like, go face the world because that was our favorite. Amen? And so this morning we're going to be talking about the Grinch. Let's give our Grinch a hand this morning. The Grinch in all of us. The Grinch in all of us. You can go change if you want to, Mr. Grinch. Thank you. Of course, one of my favorite cartoons as a child was the Grinch. And I loved cartoons growing up because they put so much effort into it. And there was so much color to it. And it wasn't just a blah, you know, regular TV show. And I can remember as a child watching these cartoons at Christmas time and thinking in between the commercials, it's almost over. It's almost over. Are you kidding me? We just started this. Can it just last a little longer? Now, you can't control how long it lasts. But everybody knows the story of Grinch and how he hated to celebrate Christmas. And you know the story of the Grinch and the Christmas and the Whoville and the Passion became huge in Whoville. And who knows the story of the Grinch about his heart? His heart was 3 times smaller than it should have been, right? Okay. So he decided that one day, how can I stop Christmas? Can I go down to Whoville? Can I steal their presents, their food, and all the stuff in celebration for them not to have Christmas? Can I take everything that makes them feel joyful so Christmas won't come? Amen? We remember this on watching the Grinch. So he makes himself look like Santa Claus. He makes him a sleigh, and he takes his dog, and he puts antlers on it. And here they go right down the mountain, right down the snowy sled. And then they go into Whoville. In the middle of the night, while all the Whos in Whoville were sleeping, what did he do? He stole all the presents. He stole all the food. He stole all the Christmas trees. He stole all the everything. He even stole the Yule log. Amen? Well, then what does he do? He's got all this stuff. So he takes it back to his place. Because he thinks, okay, if I can steal everything from Whoville, they won't have Christmas. I can steal their joy. Does that sound familiar? I can steal their joy. Sounds like something the devil tries to do to us every day. He takes everything back to his place. The decorations, the food, even the Yule log as we talked about. He takes everything back to his place. Then he waits for the Whovilles to wake up Christmas morning to find everything that they have gone. Now let me ask you kids. If you wake up Christmas morning and the Christmas tree and all the presents was gone, how would you react?
It would be the end.
I just want you to hold on to that thought. I know the parents would be disgusted because they talked to Santa Claus and they got all this stuff lined up for their kids, amen? So, but the Grinch, he strains his ears to hear. He's listening for, are they crying? Are they waking up all disgusted and depressed? Are they waking up unexpected of what's happened? The Grinch didn't hear a disgusted sound. He didn't hear sounds of weeping, but he did hear something way off in the distance, really loud, really soft. And then it got louder. And then it got louder. And it started very low and it grew. But the sounds wasn't sad. It was very merry. The Grinch was now starting to get mad that the Whovilles wasn't weeping. The Grinch was upset because it didn't work out to his plans. Amen? Isn't that the way we should be towards the devil? But the sound that the Grinch started to hear was very merry when he decided, I'm going to go down to Whoville, and I'm going to find out what in the world's going on. Who gave him Christmas back? The Grinch had not stopped Christmas, but he was very puzzled. So he gets on his sled and goes back down. Maybe Christmas, he thought, didn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. Now those who remember the movie, that's in the movie. Maybe Christmas didn't come from a store, but maybe a little bit more. This morning, what does Christmas mean to you? Christmas to me means the birth of Jesus.
Amen.
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 To me, Christmas means a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, which, by the way, swaddling clothes is torn rags. So when you go home today, kids, and you go to the bathroom and you hold up the towels that's got holes in them and mama's going to throw them out, those swaddling clothes that they ripped and tattered and all this thing. This is what they wrapped our Jesus in. And then they laid him in a manger. Amen?
Amen.
That's what Christmas means to me. Christmas, you know, as a child, I can remember my parents deciding that we were going to take part in helping somebody for Christmas. Now, at the time, I can't remember how it all was. Probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years old. And I remember going to a church and my family providing Christmas for another family. And I thought, this right here is the way we should be towards Christmas.
Amen.
This is right here is the what Christmas is all about. Because helping somebody, giving to one another, along with spreading God's word.
Amen.
Amen. Let people know what actually Christmas is about. It's not about a tree.
No.
It's not about the lights. It's not about the presents. Because see, a lot of times when we think what's in these packages, it's not really what's in there. But there is a package that we can unwrap in here that'll stay forever. Amen?
Yes.
The Grinch immediately, his heart grew three times bigger. Because when he got down there, he realized what Christmas was actually about and how the Whos were celebrating Christmas. They didn't need the packages. They didn't need the tree. They were starting to sing praises. Amen? And so his heart automatically grew three times larger. And then what did the Whos and Whovilles do? They accepted him in for Christmas. And he was so thankful that he was a part of something now. So he went back and he got the tree and he got the meals and he got the Yule log and he got the presents and he come back down and they had a great time. I ask you this morning, is there a Grinch in you? You know, a lot of times when we get up and we face our day, we do it with a frown on our face. Guilty as charged. You know, we live such busy lives and we want to not go to church because we're tired, or we don't want to go do this for whatever reason because we're tired. Instead, let's get up in the morning. Let's put on our whole armor of God. Let's be thankful that we have a place that we can freely worship our God in. Be thankful that we live in a land that is free. Amen? To me, Christmas is about being thankful. Christmas to me is about the birth of Jesus. Church, the Grinch story that I'm talking about this morning, if that's not a story of redemption and grace, I don't know what is. So you mean to tell me, Pastor, the Grinch stole Christmas and then they accepted him back into their family? The Grinch did steal Christmas. The Grinch may have altered it a little bit. But shouldn't we have a big heart? Shouldn't we have a heart for love as Who's in Whoville? Amen? I can remember as a child watching the cartoon and being so mad at the Grinch because he portrayed to be Santa Claus. So Santa Claus comes in and puts his stuff in, and then Grinch comes in like Santa Claus and steals it all. That made me mad as a child because I'm thinking, he just stole Christmas. But then, the story progressed on. Amen? The story progressed on, and they had a great, joyful, and merry time. The point that I'm trying to get you to see this morning is not materialistic things that bring us joy. Amen? It's not materialistic things that bring us joy at Christmas time. All are nice to have, and everybody likes opening presents. I'm included. But that's not the true joy this morning. What brings us joy on Christmas is not the stuff. It's the reality of Jesus. Amen? It's the reality of the birth of Christ. Amen? It's not the presence under the tree. It's not the presence, but it's the presence of God. Yes. Amen? It's the presence of Jesus this morning. That's the presence that we need. We rejoice today because over 2,000 years ago, there was a baby in a stable in Bethlehem. Amen? And I know in our house, we read the Christmas story every Christmas morning before we go and do what we need to do. Amen? Because that's where it all started. We experience joy when we rejoice and celebrate the real presence of Christmas. Don't it thrill your heart just to hear the good news again that God is in and with us? Amen? Let's turn to Philippians 4:4, and it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This is what we should be thankful for, is Jesus. We can be thankful and rejoice in Him. We rejoice in the nearness of God because His presence is pure, and it's in us this morning. The baby in the manger is a sign to us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Who knows that scripture? John 3:16. Amen? So, Max Lucado. How many knows like Max Lucado? In one of his books, he put it this way. There are many reasons God saves you. To appease injustice. To demonstrate His sovereignty. But one of the sweetest reasons God saved you is because He's fond of you. Amen? Because He's fond of you. He likes having you around. He thinks you're the best thing that come down the pike. Amen? Yes. If He had a refrigerator, you'd be the magnet on the front of it. Amen? Amen. If He had a wallet, your picture would be inside. Amen? Amen? You think about those. He sends us flowers in the spring, and get this, every morning, He makes the sunrise just for you. Amen? Whenever you want to talk to him, guess what? He's not going to say, hold on. Whenever you want to talk to him, he doesn't say, set an appointment. Whenever you want to talk to him, he doesn't say, I don't have time. Hallelujah. Whenever you want to talk to him, he listens. Amen? He's there. He's an on-time God. Just like in the song we sing. Oh, yes, he is. Amen? We serve an on-time God. He lives everywhere and anywhere in the universe. But he chose your heart this morning. Amen? So you mean to tell me, Pastor, that God can live anywhere? And he chose my little heart?
Amen.
I once heard a pastor say, if God's so big and I'm so small, isn't he going to stick out somewhere? He should. Amen?
Yes.
He should. And then a Christmas gift sent from Bethlehem. Now that's the ultimate gift. Amen?
Yes.
A Christmas gift sent from Bethlehem. Face it, church, he's crazy about you. In fact, he is so crazy about you and us that he forgave us of our sins. Amen?
Yes.
You know, it's sometimes I just get so overwhelmed that God loved Shane Brown so much that he said, you know, all the bad that you did in your life, it's erased. It's been bought. It's been paid for. You're saved. It's forgiven. You're a new slate. Don't worry about it. You're on your way. Amen? But it's not for me. For you, brother. For you, sister. For you, sister. You, brother. You, sister. Daddy, mama. Everybody. Amen? So, he's crazy about us. You may think that he forgave us of our sins. Why are you talking about this at Christmas time? What better time to talk about it? Amen. What better time to talk about it of our sins? But there's really no better time than now. Without the cross, the cradle means nothing. Amen? If there wasn't a cross, the cradle doesn't mean nothing because there wouldn't be a Savior. Amen? Without forgiveness, there's no presence.
Amen.
Amen? There's no presence of him in our heart. From the very beginning, there was a mission of Jesus. Let's find out what that is. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. How many have seen the movie Four Christmases? I was reading this. I wrote it down. And I was reading this last night, and I got to laughing. And Becky said, what is it? And I said, this was in the Christmas Four Christmases. And it says, when she drew nigh to... That's not it. Matthew 121. My dyslexia kicked in. And she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name
Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
She brought forth a son and she called him Jesus. Amen? Not Allah, not Buddha, but Jesus. Amen. There's a lot of people out this morning. I'm going to have to get y'all to talk to me. Jesus was sent to save us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, his only begotten son. So Mary had one son, and he was sent here to save us.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me ask you something, church, this morning. We're in the Christmas season. And if you was to give birth, ladies, to a baby, and you had to travel so far to have this child, and then they meet you at the door and say, we don't have any room for you, and then we send you down to the stables where the animals are at, you give birth, you wrap him up in some dirty rags, and you put him on a bale of hay in a stable, and then on top of all that, he's going to die on a cross. Now this morning, ladies, let me ask you, how many would you have taken that baby and ran to protect that child? I'm a daddy, and I would have taken my child and ran as far as I could and hold on, because that's my baby. That's my wife's baby. Amen? And God was so gracious for us to have a baby, but that's not what Jesus was sent here for. He was sent here for us to be saved. He forgave us of our sins. He was whipped with a cat of 39 tails for the diseases that we had to bear. Amen? He's already paid the ultimate price. Amen?
Yes.
Jesus was sent here to save us. We owe our lives to the one who risked himself to come into our world to save us. Amen? That's the very least we can do. We should hit our knees daily and just thank him. You know, every morning I thank God for everything that he's doing. Not gimme, gimme, gimme. My name's Jimmy. I get on my knees to thank him for what he's done and what he's doing in my life. He is with us today saying, come on out of your sin. Come on out of your depression. Come on out of your despair. Come on out of your anger. Come on out of your anxiety. Come on out of your bitterness. Come on out of your grief. Come on out. Amen? Am I stepping on some toes this morning? Because mine are hurting. I think I'm stepping on my own toes. Amen? Are you going to keep fighting until you die? Or will you come and to surrender to Jesus? Amen? I surrender daily, Sister Linda. I surrender daily. If you do, then you can bring celebration and joy to your life. You can bring joy and celebration to the Christmas spirit, to the Christmas season. Church, you should be in a place to exalt, to give thanks, to celebrate the great news that we're forgiven. Amen? We're forgiven this morning.
Praise the Lord.
That God is love and victorious. Amen? That's certain. That is certain right there. God is victorious. Our Christmas joy today is just a kind of foretaste of the joy that we experience when we feel the arms of God wrap around us. The great love hug is what we call it. The great love hug. Let me ask you something. How many times has your mama put her arms around you? How many times, mom, come here. Come here, mama. How many times has your mama put her arms around you? Now everybody knows this is my mama. And yes, I call her mama, not mom, mama. And when I'm sick as a child, and I'm like, mama, I don't feel good. I'm hurting. Well, what's wrong, baby? Yeah, I'm baby. What's wrong, baby? And then I just don't feel good. And she puts her arm around me. Ooh, that's some medicine. I feel good now. But you know, she gives me a kiss on the cheek. But that love hug, and that is awesome, to be able to hug your mama. That is awesome. As good and as great as that is, could you imagine the hug of Jesus? Could you imagine them big old arms just coming and putting his arms around you and hugging you with a love hug? You know, I hear all these stories. You know, when Jesus comes back for us, and we're going to go up to heaven, and we're going to do this, and I'm going to go find my mama, and I'm going to go find my daddy, and I'm going to go find my dog, Rover, and I'm going to go find all these people. Y'all have at it. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I don't think it's going to work out that way. But I'm going to make a beeline to Jesus. Amen? I'm going to make a beeline and get my love hug.
Amen.
I'm going to get my love hug this morning. Amen? That love hug of Jesus. People of faith have to look forward to the love hug. When I was growing up, I was a kid, just like everybody else. And when Christmas would come around, I wanted bicycles. I wanted skateboards. I wanted whatever it was that was out there. I wanted the tight fit Jordache jeans. And I was... What was that one I wanted? I was one tough customer.
Wranglers.
Wranglers. I can remember I wanted some Wranglers because I was one tough customer. I wanted things. And I'm sure you did too. But you know, the older you get, things change.
Yeah.
Even after I got married, I wanted a new truck. Went and bought me one. We wanted a house. We went and bought us one. We wanted this. We wanted that. You know what that is? Payments.
Yes,
you know what that is? Headaches.
That's right.
You know what that is? A burden.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm thankful. Don't get me wrong. But now, my little wants have changed. Because what I want is the presence of God. What I want is to be in His house. What I want is to be in the midst of Him. What I want is to do what Jesus has called me to do. What I want is what God wants. Amen? That's what I want today. Not stuff. You can have it all. I want Him. So it's amazing to me how the world has put Christmas on a credit card. And it's amazing to me how Christmas, you know, it is Christmas. How do you spell Christmas?
C-H-R-I-S-C,
which spells Christ. And then M-A-S. It ain't Xmas. It ain't Happy Holidays. It ain't Happy Seasons or whatever they want to call it this month. It's Merry Christmas. And a lot of times I'll go into a Walmart, it's the most lately. They tell them people at Walmart, don't say Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. I'll go in somewhere and say, thank you. Merry Christmas. That's what it is. Amen. Don't take Christmas out of Christ out of Christmas. And that's what we've done in a world. And you know, there's a lot of Grinches that has flooded our area and our world. You know, there's a lot of people that I don't like Christmas. I was at work this week. And this is what I've seen all week. Because they were talking about the Christmas season. I hate it. And I asked myself, what do you hate about it? Well, you got to spend all the money. You got to buy all the gifts. I said, well, I hear you. But if you hate it so much, why don't you do this? Don't buy Christmas. Why don't you and your family get together and say, instead of buying gifts this year, why don't we do Christmas right? Why don't we celebrate the birth? Why don't we get together and read the Christmas story? Why don't we get together and have a Bible fellowship? Why don't we get together and have the real meaning of Christmas? Amen? And they said, well, you know, they'd all be mad at me. I said, well, they're going to be mad at you anyway because all you're doing is being one of these. All you're doing is going around as a Scrooge. Because they're ready for Christmas to be over too because they don't like the way you're acting. Amen? Now, church, we must be talking on the same realm because there's other churches in this area just speaking this morning on this very same thing. The Grinch. The Grinch. Last week, we spoke on the misfits. And what bigger misfit is the Grinch? What bigger misfit is a Christian at Christmas? You go out and you see all these people just singing the bell. Salvation armies. Salvation army everywhere. At least they're saying Merry Christmas. That's on their sign. Merry Christmas. It's funny to me that you'll see a Salvation Army in every business you go to. And what does it say on the sign? Merry Christmas. You got two doors at Walmart. You got a grocery side and you got a whatever side. On both sides is a Merry Christmas and the Salvation Army. But you as an employee can't say Merry Christmas. Thank you, Salvation Army. Because that may be the only Christmas sign they see in the store. Don't take Christ out of Christmas. Amen. Don't be a Grinch this year. You know, this wasn't a slinging snot, sweating all over the place type message. But you know what? There's a little Grinch in all of us sometimes. And there's a little time when, you know, we only have 25 days until Christmas when December starts. And there's a lot of times where we only have four Saturdays. And we're like, I don't have enough time. I got to bake these cookies. I got to go over here to Susie's house because they're having this thing. Then I got to go over to the Browns' house because their kid's having a birthday party. And then I got to go to work sometime there and there. Then we got church on Sunday. Then we got to go, oh yeah, I forgot, they got that Christmas play that we got to go see on Wednesday night. And then our church is having a Christmas play on the 22nd. But then, you know, we've got to go do the parade. And then we got... I looked at my calendar. I still write everything down because I'm old school like that. And I said, I have lines that go out from the day, come down. I had like little notes because it's hard to fool. But I told my wife, I said, I don't care how full it gets. We will never, ever take Christ out of Christmas. Because when you start doing that, I guarantee you, church, it falls apart. Amen? Because we know better. Amen? If I get everyone, please stand.